This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sorry, did you just wake up? I've been saying hello for like 4 minutes.
JPC?
Have you?
Yeah, from work?
Aaron, from work?
Hi, it's dark in here.
Aaron, where are we?
I don't know, but
it's pitch black in here.
Smells bad and it's cold.
Honestly, I don't hate the cold. This summer has sucked with the heat, but yeah, it does smell like... What is that smell?
I don't know, I'm tied up. Are you tied up?
Yeah, but without getting too much into my thing, it doesn't really bother me.
Cool. Let me find a light switch.
Tied up because of kind of my whole thing.
You don't have to keep going.
Good. Fine.
And flip. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You know what? I know what this is.
What?
I feel like this is like a Saw thing. I feel like I'm handcuffed to a radiator.
Sawing.
There's a saw on the ground.
Rise and shine, Aaron and JPC. This is your wake-up call. You're probably wondering where you are.
No.
It's a saw thing. It's a saw thing. Do we think I captured the right timing for this? This is solve.
Okay. That's what it is?
That's what it is.
So wait, when you said right timing, did you mean like August?
Culturally?
Both.
Yeah, because it's been like 15 years and it's more like an October thing, right?
Okay, enough. I've been rude. I haven't even introduced myself. You know that smell you're smelling? Look in the middle of the floor and you'll see the jaw of a pig. My name is Pig Jaw. Yeah?
Do you want us to celebrate every choice, or do you want to
like
get on with it?
Pig jaw.
Feels like you had a pig jaw.
I did not have a pig jaw. Listen, I wanted to do all kinds of, like, weird setups and contraptions, but I'm pretty broke at the moment, so riddles is all there is. And I tried to kidnap your other host, Adelrafi, but he didn't answer the door when I knocked at 4 p.m. yesterday.
Smart.
Honestly, got a wild 4 p.m. Is he sleeping? I don't know what's going on.
You could have asked us. That's a sleep time.
Yeah, it can't be great for you to keep those hours. Anyways.
I feel like if there's three of us, it's going to be way easier.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I do have a third for you. I found you a ringer, someone who is actually good at riddies and puzzies. She's a former contestant on seasons 15 and 31 of the hit TV show Survivor. Huge fan of Survivor. And the co-host of the Reality Escape Pod, which is the premier podcast for all your escape room and immersive gaming needs. Pushing the button to open the door and say hello to PG Law.
Hi, everybody. You do know that on Survivor, there's only one survivor at the end. So,
if you pass on the show, you're a winner to me.
I don't know if this is a good crossover series, but
you're too cool to be here.
I guess my question is, because I'm not a Survivor watcher, did you win any of those seasons?
Wow.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Wow. I don't know. Would I be on this pod? No.
Really good point.
Okay. No, then I'm not worried. there's a pretty good chance that I'll walk out of here alive, I guess.
I did barely good enough to come back twice. So
there you go.
there is that.
It's going to be really hard to not ask you questions about Survivor this whole time. I'm a huge fan and I'm freaking out, but I will try my best to focus on these riddles.
Apparently, Pigjaw is a big fan of Survivor, so maybe some of the puzzles and the traps will be Survivor-themed, and so maybe some of the lore will help us through it. It's my hope.
I have to run to Lowe's real quick for something unrelated. JPC and Aaron, why don't you two ask PG about her relationship with riddles and puzzles?
No, I don't want to be a big fanboy, but I have to ask. I just have to ask, what is Greg Proops like?
That's not his name.
Aaron, first of all, I'm asking you about what the guy who was on Whose Line Is It Anyway for a while was like. You didn't meet him? You've been in LA for like 3 years.
PG, I've got a question for you. What is your relationship with riddles and puzzles like? When did it start?
You know what? Honestly, I think it started when I read The Westing Game.
My favorite book.
Wow.
My favorite book.
Favorite book.
Yes, of course. Wait. It's The Westing Game. Are you kidding?
Jesus Christ.
The Westing Game, Encyclopedia Brown, like all of these books back then, that's the gateway drug, you know, into the whole like puzzles and riddles. Riddles, not so much. I feel like riddles tend to be really esoteric. Mm-hmm. You know what they say? Yes. The difference between like riddles and jokes. Jokes are funny.
Yes, 100%.
Sick burn.
But I do love me a good puzzle, and I like puzzles because they're kind of a process. Like, and it usually doesn't require outside knowledge or too much. Yes, there's creative thinking, but it's more about, I don't know, being clever and less about like the poetry of it, if that makes sense. But yeah, and then Survivor is basically it's basically a LARP. It's
right.
It's a live action role play. We're just on there role playing as castaways, and we're playing like a live action board game on television. Somehow it's fun. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's so many puzzles inside challenges too. I feel like especially now in the modern version of the show, there's even more puzzles.
They do. They have all different kinds. They've got like their classic slide puzzle. They have jigsaw puzzles, which I was terrible.
Pig jaw.
Oh man, I was so bad at these. Yeah. So no jigsaw puzzles, please.
And you're a big fan of escape rooms. Now, is there a favorite escape room that you've ever done?
That's like asking about your favorite child. That's.
And I have favorite child.
That was my next question. I wrote that one down.
I would say probably the best one I've ever done is this escape room called Molly's Game, just outside of Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Cool.
It's bonkers. They actually took two regular escape rooms and they like knocked down the walls and they just turned the space into one giant one. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But my favorite companies are probably Dark Park, also in Amsterdam, and then Escaparium in Montreal. And all of these companies are just building quality experiences. You feel like you're in a movie. They're crazy.
I guess I do see what's going on here. So you were watching a movie. So Molly's Game, yeah. Jessica Chastain movie.
Aaron Sorkin,
Idris Elba. By the way,
Michael Cera was playing Tobey Maguire. Everyone,
I would not escape a room that Idris Elba was in, if you know what I'm saying.
What do you think makes for a good escape room? Like, what sets them apart?
A good storyline. I mean, it's everything, really. Like, what makes for a good movie or, you know, a good show?
Idris Elba. But
yes.
Am I on mute? Are people listening to me? He's a good movie star.
Well, speaking of a good storyline, Lowe's was closed, but did I mention I'm Pigjaw? I'm a pig in a suit of armor, but I'm like upright, not on all fours. Does that make sense?
We love it. It's good. Let's keep going.
Do you want to play a game?
Let's do it. I bet you're on all fours.
And PG, I just have to say, because I respect you, I'm not going to have you chained to any pipes or anything, and you can kind of come and go as you please.
Fair.
Appreciate
Lovely.
That. Why are you in a suit of armor, by the way? Are you afraid of us? Is that...
I am afraid of humans, which is why I'm also in this room kind of observing, just because, humans are the most dangerous animal.
Fair enough.
That's true.
And they also, I mean, they eat pigs. Not me, pig job, but humans do eat pigs. So yeah, the armor probably necessary.
Don't tell him.
Yes. Did you know that in that little nursery rhyme, this little piggy went to the market? Do you know that that means that the pig was dead, like being sold at the market? Did everyone know that?
We don't know that for sure.
I just learned this.
That could be right.
Question number one, if you want to get out with your lives, oh, JPC and Aaron, PG, again, leave at any time. What can be placed between 3 and 7 to produce a number that is bigger than 3 and smaller than 7? Tick, tock, tick. Oh, sorry, I'm on TikTok.
Aaron's writing stuff. Should I have like a pen and paper?
How did you get up, Aaron? I left my backpack in there. I'm a pig in knight's armor with a backpack.
I keistered a pen and paper.
Okay, let's see.
That's
Can
a
you read it
term.
Again? I think that this is complicated enough. I'd like to hear it.
I should say you probably don't need pen and paper for this, but God bless. What can be placed between 3 and 7 to produce a number that is bigger than 3 and smaller than 7?
Mm-mm.
Anything in the world placed between them?
I mean, could you just... bigger than 3 and smaller than 7? I would say a minus sign or a plus sign?
No, a plus sign. Both are incorrect.
What about a decimal point?
PG, oh my gosh. Immediately got it. It is a decimal. If you put a decimal between 3 and 7, that makes 3.7, which is bigger than 3 and smaller than 7. Everyone take note. Aaron, write that down.
She would be so dead if she wasn't here.
Oh, my God.
I was totally kidding. But it turns out I Forrest-gumped my way into the answer.
Even when she's messing around, she's better than you two. Next question.
I kind of just want to cut my hand off and... you know what? I'll do a couple more of these before. But, you know, I got the saw here. Although, Pigjaw, where'd you get this saw?
Lowe's. I have a Lowe's gift card, and that's where I get most of my... Also, don't try and leave, because even if you cut off your hand, I have placed a chip inside of you. Under your tongue, there is
potato
a
chip?
Ruffle, sour cream,
yeah, I was
going
to say. I knew that was coming.
Your next riddle. If planet Earth has a heart, which body parts... does Mars have? If planet Earth has a heart, which body part does Mars have?
Okay, girls go to knowledge college to get more knowledge.
Girls go to
arm
to get more stupider.
Who said that?
An arm. I said it.
Aaron,
do you have to explain it?
You are so close. Can you add one more letter to it?
Arms.
Arms.
Well, you don't have to be disrespect. It's arms.
Arms?
That is correct. It is arms. How did you get your answer?
Because you can spell heart from Earth. I'm just sort of looking down.
Wait,
I'm feeling
unreassuring. Holy shit, you're right.
And then you can spell arms from Mars.
Wow.
Wait, you said we wouldn't need a pen and paper. That one is impossible to solve with that pen and paper.
Well, if you want to solve them, yeah, you need pen and paper.
Come on. I threw mine out. You just said I didn't need it.
Are we ready for our next riddle?
Yes.
I am.
A kidnapper sent a ransom note. He prepared it carefully and ensured that it contained no fingerprints. Yet, it was used to prove his guilt. How? Mm-hmm. And this happened to me, so this is like a fun true story.
Is this like DNA sampling when he licked the envelope?
Motherfuck! We are
you got
going
it.
To run out of room.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, wow. I guess we know who's surviving in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Can we vote people out? I would like to get voted out, please.
I basically just watched Deputy Marshal Raylan Givens do that same thing on Justified, so.
Oh, you're a fan of Justified?
Akam, of course, but yes,
season 2, Margo Martindale? Come on.
Oh, my God, Margo Martindale. National treasure.
Unbelievable.
As long as she's American. I guess I don't know if she's what national treasure she is.
Yeah, yeah. Just because we're
she's
flying.
She's a nation's treasure.
Just because PG's having us fly through these riddles pretty quick. What other TV are we watching, huh?
No. No. Pig
you
job.
You did this.
All right. Here we go. Here's this should be a little bit longer. Some people's names like Pigjaw, or Will Power, short for William Power, some people's names suggest a certain personality or career choice. Here are some last names and professions in no particular order. For each last name, your task is to think of a common first name such that it suggests that one of the given professions. Each last name and profession will only be used once. For example, if I were to say the last name Day and meteorologist, you would might come up with Sunny. Sunny Day would suggest a meteorologist.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I mean, these absolutely require pen and paper.
Are you going to use
these? These are all pen and paper riddles.
The last names you have are Ding, Flay, King, Lin, Pain, and Peace. And you will add a first name to each one to produce a musician, author, chef, comedian, architect, and politician.
And does it have to be like a name, or just a word?
Because, all right, Pigjaw, let me ask you this.
Yes?
You said chef, and one of the words is Flay. So is the answer Bobby Flay?
No, but oh my God, have you ever watched his show?
So Beat good. Bobby Flay?
Beat Bobby Flay. So he's so charming. Moms love him.
I love when people beat him.
Here's the thing about Beat Bobby Flay. It's always in cooking. That sucks.
You want people to arm wrestle Bobby Flay?
Yeah. I want someone to do 101 basketball with Bobby Flay and whip his ass. He's like, you know, he's not going to be able to hold a candle against like a professional basketball player.
That's
true. Can I blow your minds? I have him chained up in the room next door, and we are beating him senseless.
We're going to go beat him. I love that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So I'm Pigjaw, I'm wrong in that. It's Bobby Flay is not the answer for chef.
No, we're looking for the last name and the first name that you come up with to combine to sort of produce a word versus a proper noun name.
Okay.
Yeah. Pigjaw, I am really disappointed that actually my last name is not on there.
I must have left one off. There's one more last name I see, and it's Law. And
this one's easy. Could be a lawyer.
In the military. Because this is a joke I've heard my whole life, I'll tell you that much.
This is... How do I get them to General say...
If the last name was Law, and the first name was Law. L.A., you could be a TV show.
Yeah!
Law. Well, I'll keep trying to find that piece of paper that has that profession, but you get to work on the ones I gave you.
Okay,
so... We have musician, author, chef, comedian, architect, and politician, right? Are the jobs that we have to solve for?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But you have to match them to the last name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have to make up a first name.
Yeah.
To have it fit.
Yeah.
Window pane for architect.
But is window
okay.
Name?
That's what I was asking.
My son's name is Window,
and he gets bullied mercilessly.
Just chiming in here, they will be more akin to, typical's the wrong word, based on one of your co-hosts being Al or Rafi, but names that you might find in a name book or something. So like Sunny Day?
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Huh. So, but you didn't answer Aaron's question, Pigjaw. Does window work or
no?
No, window is not a typical name you would find.
I'm looking at a name book and it says. Okay, I'm sorry. This is a book of windows names. never mind.
Okay, what about Wingding for an author that only writes using the Wingdings font?
Somebody make that book.
I actually have an uncle named Wing, so I'm gonna throw
perfect.
That out there.
Incredible. I mean...
So you have to take it. You have to take it.
I mean, absolutely bonus points.
Okay, I would like to say Stephen King, and that would be an author.
No.
No.
King. How does the game work?
Because I was about to say T-Pain, who is a musician. Does that work?
No. Flay must be chef, right?
Phil Flay. Phil A.
Okay.
Phil Flay.
I know. Okay, I have one. Warren Peace is an author.
PG, once again, you are crushing it. Warren Peace.
Oh, nice.
If you add Warren to Peace, you get the author Warren Peace.
Amazing. All right.
You get the author War and Peace.
So you can cross Peace and author off your lists.
Lynn.
I'm
pretty sure I said it earlier, but one of the last names is law, and one of the professions is feline male.
What? You're making this harder. Our brains already hurt from this game.
This is what happens when you make one up on the spot.
Dang.
Big John, just go with what you wrote, Pig.
I'm a pig in armor. What do you want? It's an achievement I can talk.
Chef Flay. Let's see.
Aaron, a hint for you.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This should only go to you. I've put a little earbud in your ear. Can you hear
Nothing
me?
In the rules say that earbuds have something there, whatever.
Think dessert or even breakfast.
Pancakes, waffles,
bacon, eggs.
Eggs is right. You might make this dish out of eggs.
Omelette.
Rise Benedict. To the occasion, Aaron. Rise to
a
the
quiche.
Occasion.
Bread. A quiche, a souffle.
A frittata.
PG.
Sue.
PG.
Souffle.
Unbelievable. Sue Flay is your chef. You may cross Flay and chef off your lists.
Okay.
PG, it's amazing that, like, every time you joke, you manage to completely nail what the answer is. It's awesome.
Does anybody actually eat souffle for breakfast?
I feel cold.
Good question.
Out.
Okay, well, we're not. this is a fancy, fancy breakfast.
Yeah. Souffle for
Pig
breakfast.
I've been eating out of a trough for 22 years. I deserve souffle.
Okay. We know
welding, wedding. Netting.
Hey, JPC and Aaron, I'd probably just give some room to PG. She's going to crush this.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm oh, fair. That's kind of what I'm doing.
All right. So we have chef and author out of the way.
Chef and author are done. So we still have musician, comedian, architect, and politician.
And I'd say musician is probably the hardest. So I would focus on the others first.
Okay.
And I would say architect and comedian are very common names. Very, very run-of-the-mill, boring names. Apologies to any of our listeners who might... Oh, this isn't broadcast. It's just my personal game.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah. Jacqueline.
John.
Jacqueline. No, that's nothing. That's just someone's first name. So, Jacqueline Lynn.
Katie. Gosh, this is hard.
Can one of them be a cowboy and can it be... John Payne?
I've actually heard you say the correct answer for a first and last name a few times when referring to how PG is getting these answers correct.
Joe. Joe King. For
your
comedian
is Joe King. PG, you did it again. I mean, Aaron.
I'll take it.
Aaron said it, but it was in response to you getting the answers right by joking.
Exactly.
So even when she's not saying the right answer, she's the catalyst to the
she's
right
She's the
answer.
Reason why I get it.
The
Joe
reason
King,
for the season.
So what's left? Is Lynn left and Ding and Payne?
Architect. You have architect, musician, and politician left. The last names you have are Ding, Lynn, and Payne.
Payne is architect, right?
No.
Whoa.
Okay, never mind.
Architect is one of the most common names.
So, it's got to be like Ron Ding.
Chris,
Dave
Mike.
Ding.
Think about any guy who's like tan, he's wearing golf shorts, he's got veneers, he drives a Range
Chad.
Rover. He's gonna shake your hand real hard and say, hey, my name's...
Brad?
Close. First letter right.
Oh, Brett? My name is
Brett.
Bob.
Brett is 100% like an 80s movie villain.
Yeah. He's absolutely. Gonna like ski down a mountain and insult you on the way down.
Spray the snow.
Yeah, exactly.
And this name starting with a B is short for a longer name.
Ben?
Close.
Bob?
Close.
Ben and Bob are close.
That's a shortened version.
Bro, short for Broseph.
think saxophone and sunglasses. Think Caddyshack and Ghostbusters.
Bill.
Put it together.
Building.
Murray. Building.
Building is your architect.
Oh my God.
Wait.
I'm going to start chewing off my foot. God. I'm chewing it off.
You think a guy with like that surfer guy that you described would be a bill?
I didn't describe a surfer. I was trying to
What'd you describe?
Like a wealthy guy on the golf course. He's like, hey, my name's William. Friends call me Bill. Gives you too hard of a handshake because he has to prove something.
Okay. No, that was a Brett. Bill is like the janitor that has to clean up after that guy. Are you kidding me?
Like, you're Bill Clinton. Like, where are these bills that you're...
Hey, everyone. I'm a 23-year-old pig in armor with a backpack. I don't know what you expect from me.
Oh, so we can't be mad at you because what you are?
No.
I guess that's fair. That's pretty fair.
Okay, we have a couple more of these, I think, and we gotta be done. Okay.
You have Lynn and Payne remaining. Those are your musician and politician. Payne. One is a fairly common name. One is a little bit more uncommon. Not terribly uncommon, but a little more uncommon.
Musician and politician.
Yes.
Lynn.
Violet Lynn. Viola Lynn.
That's good.
Aaron. Violin. Oh.
Aaron, the musician, there's three options for it, and you gave one of them, and PG gave the other. It can either be a mandolin, violin, or Viola Lynn. So those are the three correct answers.
Okay.
You got two of the three, which is amazing. Politician is left. I think we know which one that is.
That's Payne.
Cam.
Politician.
Who said that?
Cam.
Not me.
Wow.
PG said it.
PG, you did it again. Campaign. Cam Payne, the politician.
How did I not get that? I have a nephew named Cam.
I hope he's not listening.
I know. I'm chaining myself up as we speak.
Well, while you do that, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Big Jaw.
Okay, PG, I know I've been talking to you about Survivor for 3 hours, but I have a few more questions. Let's see. What is your favorite season of Survivor, like when you watched it?
I really liked David versus Goliath.
That's my favorite, too. It's so good.
It's a really good season. You have some really good nerds on there. You've got just the show is good because of the characters. Like, they always have these amazing characters, but that's one of the best ones. Of course, I think China, season 15,
is
probably up there.
Famously. You were on twice. When you found out you were going on again, what were you dreading about going back to? And what were you looking forward to about going back?
Oh, my God. Everything. Everything both ways. I think I probably regretted the most was not networking enough with all the other Survivor players. That's the biggest thing when you go back. It's going back the second time, it's all business. So it's not fun at all. Everybody's out for blood. You can't even take a break. Like, even when you win, you go back to camp. Usually your first season, you go back to camp after you win a challenge and everyone's relaxing. They're high-fiving each other. They're bonding. And the scheming is just nonstop. And it's a lot. And a lot of these people have prior relationships. And it's tough if you're not kind of part of that. So that really taught me the power of, I don't know, like networking and just having to maintain that network. But going back, it's easy. The survival aspect is easier in some ways. Like, nobody had to say anything right away. We were building the shelter. We had fire. It was like clockwork, you know, so that part was a lot easier.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And when you watched the show for both of the seasons you were on, were there any moments that you like that super surprised you, like a choice someone had made or something that someone said in one of their interviews? Like, was there anything that really surprised you in the edit?
I can tell you what surprised me about myself, because having to watch, I mean, you guys are on podcasts, so you know, but having to watch or listen to yourself without your editing is horrific. These asshole editors, left in every single, I say like a lot, okay? I'm from LA.
Casey, plug your ears. Casey, plug your ears. This is not about you. Just don't listen to this part, Casey.
And I had a conversation with Amanda Kimmel where every other word was like, and these guys, these asshole editors, subtitled it for literally no reason. We weren't whispering. We weren't speaking in like another language, but they decided to subtitle this and they left in every single like in this entire conversation.
That's so ridiculous. And my final question, and then Pig Jaw? Is that your name?
Hey, Aaron, X-Nay on the Pig Saw. You can't say that because we can't get sued for... So just make sure Pig
Jaw... Okay, Bobby Flay is already suing us, so I say bring it on. My final question...
I'll beat
question,
that guy in court.
is... Do you have a favorite player of all time? Actually, I have two more questions. Do you have a favorite player of all time? And what was your favorite moment of being on the show in either season that you were on?
Oh, my God. A favorite... what's with asking these favorite... It's so tough, like, to pick amongst everybody. Gosh, I would say probably Sandra. I think Sandra is a good pick. Sari is good. I actually really liked watching Todd from my first season play, but it's so long ago now. But I just thought, you know, this was a guy, I was gunning for him for day one, and because I knew he was going to win. I was like, if you don't vote him out, I know he's going to win. And he just navigated the entire thing like he had a run book or something, so.
Good answer.
What's and do you have a favorite moment from... Yeah, I would say Spencer, Russell, here? Joe,
Audrey. Hey, whoa. I went to the door to get Jimmy John's. They have souffle now. And I come back and... Aaron, you're asking Survivor questions? Disgusting.
Disgusting. I just want to talk.
You are disgusting. Hey, PG, do you ever get lost in Jeff Probst's dimples?
Jeff Probst. That's the guy I was thinking of.
Did
Jeff
they give you bug Probst. Spray? I'm so stressed out when I watch the show about the mosquitoes.
PG, I don't know if you noticed, but if you check your jacket pocket, I slipped a Kit Kat in there, so...
someone's been doing his homework.
I'm a pig in armor, I don't know.
Iconic. Yeah.
If people don't know this, my dad snuck me a Kit Kat when I was on Survivor China, and the reason he picked a Kit Kat is because it is square... And he could hide it in his back pocket without it poking out.
And Survivor Security tackled him immediately.
No.
Kit Kat is the only candy bar that can become four shivs.
Not the way I eat it.
The way you eat it. What do you mean, Pig Jaw? How do you eat it? Because our co-host, Adel, also eats Kit Kats in a fucked up way.
Pig in armor wearing a backpack.
Does he eat it straight across?
Yeah.
He just eats it. He just takes a big fucking bite.
He doesn't break anything up. He just chops it.
I'm Pig Jaw.
It's horrible.
I'm Pig Jaw. Welcome back to Solve. As you three notice, there's a bathtub in the middle of the room, filled to the lip. I have a little test for you. Next to the tub, filled with water, I have placed a teaspoon, a teacup, and a bucket. You must empty the bathtub as quickly as possible. Tell me, what will you do?
Take the drain out, man. Just... There's a stopper.
Yeah, it's pull the plug. Yeah, it's pull the plug. Yeah, I thought that was going to be a tough one anyway. Let's see. What do we got? What else?
Although, it's a bathtub that's not connected to any plumbing. It does have a stopper in it. I don't know how you got the water into the thing. Did you use the buckets and the teaspoon and stuff to put the water in?
Yeah, it took a long time. I started with the teaspoon. I don't know why.
Pig Jaw, what are you doing?
Well, I have friends, teacup pigs. I figured, next riddle. Close your eyes and imagine we're on a huge estate and Sir Montoya can't sleep in his bed. He looks around waiting for sleep when suddenly the door opens and two robbers discreetly enter. They realize Sir Montoya is awake and not only that, he's watching them. Nonetheless, the thieves ignore him and start pulling paintings off the wall, emptying drawers, taking all valuables and leaving silently under Sir Montoya's gaze. He doesn't move. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't call anyone even though there's a telephone in his room. He has no health problems that prevent him from moving or even from seeing. So why does Sir Montoya not react and let the thieves take everything he owns?
Oh, I was going to say he was blind, but...
He's a dog. He's a cat.
I love those answers.
It's probably my dog. No, my dog would be greeting them and welcoming them in to take off.
Showing them directly to all the valuables.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the dog shows the valuables, and it's like, here's where they keep the treats. And they're like, this is dog food. We are robbers.
We cannot sell this.
I think it would be very fun to ask your pet what your most valuable item in the house was and just and see your pet's answer. Because they would get it wrong, but it would be cute as hell.
Aaron, technically, dog or cat work here, but that is not the answer.
He's a painting. He's a
paintings
statue.
Don't wait for sleep to come.
Don't they? You don't want to think about it, but they can feel things too.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to think about it at all. You have to admit, you don't want to think about that.
Gotta burn all my paintings.
Is it my computer? I'm like, what else can go to sleep?
That's also works. That's a great guess.
Oh, is Sir Montoya the name that they gave their Roomba robot vacuum? Not a sponsor of the show yet, but if they want to be, I like the product.
No, but I will be changing my Roomba's name to Sir Montoya.
Mine's is Marty Meatballs.
I will say cat and dog are close is maybe a strong word, but in that vicinity.
Is there
an animal?
Not an animal. Well, it's an animal, I guess.
Does the name have a special significance, Sir Montoya?
Yes, in that the Sir, I think, is meant to throw you off slightly, but...
Is Sir Montoya like a mounted moose head or something like that? Like that's on the wall?
So you think this is like a Disney World, like Country Bear Jamboree situation where the moose head talks?
I'm thinking that what happened was the moose got knighted before it died because they saved the queen's life in the forest or some.
GPC, the moose wasn't knighted. If he listened, he couldn't fall asleep, so he wasn't knighted.
Wink, oh, that's wink, true. That's how you are knighted. Wink, wink. Ow.
Wait. Oh, I said a pun. Shit. They're onto you. They're onto you.
We've been onto you, man.
Let's see.
So, it's a mammal. You're close with cat or dog.
Horse.
It's not an animal, but it is
a fish.
A mammal in that we're all.
Is it a person? It's a human?
It's
yes.
A pig. It's a pig. And
yes.
The robbers are the people chained up that are just running away with all of the riddles.
Amen. I love this.
Sir Montoya was my name before these thieves stole my family's crest and fortune.
No, this can't be your history.
No, this can't be it.
I was cast into the streets a hedge knight.
Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be what it is.
It was a baby. Sir Montoya's a baby.
Does Sir Montoya have nipples, Greg? And can you milk me?
A baby. Sir Montoya's a baby.
Sir Montoya's a baby?
Yeah.
What?
Aren't babies mammals? Did I fuck up?
I'll have to Google it.
I left the phone in there? Oh, man.
Why is the baby named Sir Montoya? I have to ask. Why is the baby named Sir Montoya?
Wealth? I don't know. Rich people stuff.
Oh,
if you were
okay.
Rich and you had a baby, wouldn't you call it, like, Dame Mandy Baby or something?
I mean, apparently apparently Pigjaw would name it Bill, because that's the name of a rich person.
Weird.
Yeah. Yes.
Why don't more people name their baby like Doctor?
Dr.
Cohen? Yeah. That's cool.
Listen, that one was a bit of a stinker, and that's coming from a pig. I'm gonna eat my Jimmy John souffle. PG, did you happen to bring any sort of, do you have any riddles on you or anything? Or any sort of, I don't know, any game or anything like that?
I do have a game. I don't know if it's going to be as fun as these, but we can try them.
And also we apologize for Pigjaw. He should really be leaning on you to torture us with the riddles and the games and stuff like that. That's Pigjaw's responsibility.
Huh?
You guys may be chewing your ankles off at the end of the game, but we'll see how this goes.
Aaron, how can you not do the splits but you can chew your own ankle?
One thing that I'll do is I'll get out of a situation I don't want to be in. I don't care if I tear every muscle in my body. I'm getting the hell out of here.
So you could have met me for dinner the other night. PG, I'm going to join in on these if you don't mind. Go ahead, PG.
All right, so in honor of your podcast, I have made a game where the answer will all be a word that will contain the letters either Hey, H-E-Y, Rid, R-I-D, or
cool.
Dull, D-L-E. Okay.
Okay.
So,
this is already more work than I put into mine.
That's awesome.
So, for example, if I were to say a small pool of water, you would say puddle. Yes. Okay.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Pigjaw's good at these.
So, to walk with short steps that tilt the body from side to side like a penguin.
Waddle.
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 My favorite Star Wars character.
I made the joke first.
Yep.
Lacking moisture, especially having insufficient rainfall to support trees or woody plants.
Arid.
Arid, there
Arid
you go.
Keefe.
Nice.
Arid Keefe.
You're a wizard, Arid.
It's Adel's cleaning up. All right, the watery part of milk that separates from the curds.
Whey.
Whey?
Whey.
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 Whey. Wait, whey curdle curdle. That could be an episode. Just pitch it.
Just write it down, Pigjaw. Write it down and email it to us, Pigjaw.
Not a fan.
All right. A long-handled spoon with a deep bowl meant for serving soup and other liquids.
Ladle.
Man,
you guys are sweeping through. I had actually some harder ones that I tested them on friends and family, and they were like, these are too hard. You need to make them easier.
Our brains are broken from doing the show for 5 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on autopilot.
All right. That's good to know.
I'm chewing on my ankle.
To cheat. Now I know how Adel felt earlier in the episode. To cheat or defraud of money or property.
Podcast. Patreon. Swindle.
Swindle. There you go.
Swindle has hay in it.
You can't spell swine without swindle. No, that's not right.
A woman who is about to be married or has recently been married.
Bride.
Bride.
Fiance.
Wow. Fiance? Is that what you said?
Yeah, no. I said bride as well, and Casey cut that.
A wide-angled photographic lens that creates a rounded visual distortion at the edges.
Sepia.
Like you're in
fish eye?
Fish eye.
Wow.
I am so impressed. Wow. I had additional clueing for this. Woo!
Fish eye.
So many terrible 90s music videos shot with that. So I've heard.
Yeah.
There are
all on the floor.
There were literally like three words in the English language that have H-E-Y in them. Wow. And you've had two of them now. A narrow ribbon-like strip of dough.
Breadstick. Why is everybody laughing? Okay, fettuccine. Pasta. Angel hair.
Is this like what you put over a pie, like the latticework for a pie?
No, I actually had additional clueing for this that I am now omitting because you guys are just tearing through these.
Okay.
Mm.
Linguine? No. It's a ribbon-like strip of dough.
Often featured in pasta dishes or ramen.
Udon.
Noodle.
Noodle.
Farfalle.
Noodle,
there you go.
Noodle.
Nice.
Noodle, because like the D-L-E, noodle.
I had to start you guys playing on hard mode. All right. A structure spanning and providing passage over a gap or barrier.
Bridge.
A bridge. A small
bridge. Yeah.
A small bed for
I'm
infant.
Doing the math.
A small bed
Crib?
For Sir Montoya. Yes.
Cradle.
Cradle, yes.
Cradle. Crib.
And the last one is a traffic jam where no vehicular movement is possible, especially because the intersections are all blocked. And we get this a lot in LA.
Standstill?
A day ruiner.
Idle.
What happens when I'm running late?
Road rage.
It's a type of traffic jam.
It's a type of
gridlock.
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 Ding!
Wow, R.I.D.
Great. Ding, ding, ding! There you guys go.
I loved this. This was so fun.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
The craziest thing about this is that I chewed through my entire ankle, and it didn't even hurt because I was having such a good time. And I'm attached at the wrist. I shouldn't even have done the ankle thing.
Expect nothing less of JPC. PG, outstanding job. This isn't a competition, I guess, but if it was, you would win hands down 1,000,000 points. Let's do a few more of my riddles, and then we'll see where we're at. I'm going to give you 3 things, and you have to tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
For example, rock band, chess piece, and Elizabeth would all have this in common. They're associated
queen.
With another word, queen. That's right. So with that in mind, how about tissue, top, and shoe? Tissue.
Box.
Top. That's correct. It's box.
Wow.
How about wrist, dog, and man? Wrist, dog, and man.
Watch.
That's correct.
Y'all, I am. My brain is burning. Somebody needs to take me to the hospital. This is the most riddles I've ever gotten.
Out of that.
Who watches the watch?
Dog.
Wristwatch.
Fiber, wine, ceiling.
Fiber, wine, ceiling? Sounds like my
glass?
Saturday night.
It is glass.
Aaron!
How
this is the most riddles I've ever gotten in an
You're
episode. I'm not even kidding.
Cruising through these.
And BG's
you must really
want
out of this room.
I'm still sitting here going, watch, man? Like,
hearts, even, and bread. And this is
unleavened.
This is it's associated with a word, but also it's like an action or a phrase. Hearts, even, bread.
Rise,
beat.
All things that, or all things you. Hearts, even, bread.
Break?
They're all things you break.
Oh, that's
like
sad.
Hearts, break, even,
I like
break
that.
Bread. How about a joke, a whip, and a smile?
Crack.
All
nice.
Things you crack, yes. St. Louis, McDonald's, and feet.
All things you want to get the fuck out of immediately.
Arches.
Arches.
Well, I was going to say all things that make me horny, but arches works as well. How about gears? How about gears, keyboards, and sands? All things
sands?
That, yes. Gears, keyboards, and sands.
Days of our lives. Hours.
These are all characters from Days of Our Lives. No.
Play?
These are all things that blank. Gears.
Wind, turn.
Grind.
Sands.
I was going to say grind.
Keyboards is a tough one in that there is a function on a keyboard that does this, but it's not sort of overall.
Oh,
keyboards.
These are all things that Casio.
Gears and sands are the two better clues. Keyboards
these are
has
all
this
things
ability.
That Samba.
Think of a button on a keyboard that. That it
so
relates
I'm saying,
to
I'm like,
and
escape,
sands.
They enter,
press,
space,
shift. These are all
things
that
shift.
Wow.
How about espresso, HPV, and buck?
These are all things you
a
can
great
have
start
without
to
even
day?
Knowing.
What?
Excuse
What'd
me?
You say?
Huh? What's going on? What's going to happen?
Don't talk to me till I've had my HPV.
Oh, God. What? Can you read them again? I wasn't even listening.
Waking up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Best part of waking up is a
human
papillomavirus. What you need after, what you have after a long weekend? Vacation?
The clues were espresso, HPV, and buck.
There are things that
three types of.
There are things you get after you grind.
Yeah. Okay. She got it. PG got
yeah.
it. Adel, she got it. Count it.
I mean,
point goes
I mean,
to PG.
I mean, shots was the answer I had, but PG had a better answer. So yes, PG gets that right. Here we go. 3 more, and then we'll see what happens. The prodigal son.
Then we'll see what happens. Do you have an ending for this picture?
I don't know, man. I'm a
okay,
pig
all right,
in armor
that's fine,
wearing
that's
a backpack.
Fine. Sure, yeah, you're a pig.
The prodigal son, a boomerang, an echo.
Things-
These are all things that come back in a cave.
Drop the
just
cave.
Return. I guess we could just say return.
Return or come back, yes. Cinderella. Foot. I love Lucy. All connected to one word. Cinderella.
A ball.
Reruns.
Oh, yes.
Reruns.
I think rerun was actually on What's Happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the final one. Yes. I'm giving you three things. You have to tell me what they have in common. The final riddle, the final question. These three things have one thing in common. JPC, Aaron Keefe, PG Law.
We're free.
We've all chewed off our feet. We have no more ankles.
Yes. Yeah,
we're all buying into the concept that a pig wearing armor is the one keeping us here, even though we
Come
absolutely
on,
know it's Adel. When Casey just added a voice effect, not even, it's all in post. Like, we can hear your voice, Adel. You know that, right?
Fine. Casey, turn off the voice
modulator. No, don't make my voice higher. Come on, man. Knock it off.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's me, Adel Refai. I'm here. It's been me the whole time.
Come on, Casey, knock it. It's me, Noodle Refai. It's Adel. Hey,
Adel.
Hey, it's Adel. I've always wanted to play a pig in armor, and I didn't have the time to get the outfit, so I just kind of used my voice,
sure.
And hopefully.
Hey, we get it.
PG, thank you so much for doing this. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about your ankles. I think they grow back, right? Don't you? We have your baby ankles, and then
yes,
you leave those on your pillow, et cetera, et cetera, and then you get your adult ankles.
Yes. I'm sorry about the pig jaw that's on the floor. I feel like that should have been a warning to you, actually.
That's my jaw. Yeah, that's my jaw. Well, you guys are free to go whenever you like. But before you do, I guess, PG, I am a big fan of Reality Escape Pod. I recently listened to your Phantom Peak episode, the interview there. So I highly recommend everyone check it out. I think our audience would. There's a lot of crossover there. People would really love to hear about immersive events, experiences, and escape rooms. Can you tell us a little bit more about Reality Escape Pod?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a podcast where we interview creators of amazing escape rooms, things like LARPs, puzzle boxes, anything that is involving immersive gaming. So usually there's a gaming element to it. And we've interviewed people from like Neil Patrick Harris, who created a thing called Box One. It was a really fun game. We had Nick Moran on, who is the creator of Phantom Peak, which is a cool immersive theme park in London that Adel went to.
Cool.
Yeah. And so check that out. That's really cool. And then for our Patreon people, we actually do a special episodes called Spoilers Club. And because let me tell you that podcasting about escape rooms is really difficult because the number one rule of escape rooms is you can't talk about escape rooms, right? the coolest parts of escape rooms you can't really discuss openly because you don't want to spoil anything. And so we do a special segment called Spoilers Club for Patreon backers where we talk to the creators of escape rooms and they do recaps and walkthroughs of the entire game so you can relive your favorite moments from iconic classic escape rooms.
We did a escape room on our show one time, and it was because Chris and Anne, who you know, were closing down that room, and they were like, yeah, you could come and spoil it because the room is going away, so it won't matter anymore.
We truly mic'd ourselves up and just did the room, and somehow people enjoyed that episode. The room's amazing, but it was funny to be like, I don't know if people are going to listen to us just work through this room. But,
audio only working through an escape room.
Oh, you guys you guys were physically in the escape room just playing it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played like the audio escape rooms?
Yes. We did
a podcast.
Earlier in the pandemic, we did
Escape this pod?
Adel and I did it with, maybe you didn't do it, Aaron, but we did like one of the online escape rooms.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say, you guys should have those guys on from Escape This Podcast. They were actually a guest on our most recent season 5 that just ended. But Bill and Danny are super, super funny. So you should either go on theirs or have them come on yours or just do both.
Yeah.
We've been on, I think, twice. They're
twice.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah,
love,
they're awesome.
I love them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, PG. Anything else you'd like to plug or promote or mention?
No, that's it. I guess our convention recon would have probably just ended the weekend before this, but we're going to be doing it every year. This year it was remote. Next year it will be in person. So if you wanted to get together with a group of other escape room loving geeks, it is the best place. We have amazing speakers. It's mostly about being able to hang out in what one of the attendees last year called a safe space, where they could just sit and geek out about escape rooms and be around people who just love talking about it. So that's called Recon, and it will be live in person next year.
Amazing. Do you know where it's going to be held? What city? Or
I do, but I cannot say. Okay. It will be. I think they will be announcing it. Like at
so that's an escape room in and of itself. Exactly. It's like, what city is it going to be in? It'll be 11 months from now, so get in line and stay in line.
Can people follow a certain social media handle or anything to keep updated on that news?
Yeah, so you can follow me at PG Everywhere. That's PEIHGE. You can also follow me at Room Escape Artist, or if you want information on the convention, that is Reality Escape Convention, at Reality Escape Convention.
Amazing. PG, thank you so much again for being here. We truly don't deserve you or your talents. Aaron, anything to plug?
I'd say check out Survivor if you haven't yet. I love it. I got into it over the pandemic, and now I haven't missed an episode since. And it's great. It's consistently good across all 40 seasons. So give it a shot if you haven't.
Absolutely. JPC?
Hey, I said normally I'll read a review, but the one that I have is way too long. So I did actually want to plug something else. If you are a Patreon subscriber of Hey Riddle Riddle, and we do recommend that you do become a Patreon subscriber of Hey Riddle Riddle, it is actually mandatory now, so we are making it a little bit more. We're going to crack down a little bit and make it mandatory. So just so this is a heads up for everybody. But we have a Discord, and in the Discord, I think Aaron has a channel and I have a channel. So if you have something that you wanted to like ask Aaron or I, there is a channel in the Discord where you can do that. Adel, maybe one day we'll get you a channel in that Discord as well.
Wait, how do I get a channel? Guys, hold on, we'll right up.
Ask Kelly.
No, so, yeah, you can't. Yeah, you have to just ask him on. But you can't. If you want to check that out, I've been interacting with people in that channel. The Discord is very big, and there's a lot of other channels that I just can't keep up with. So there's a JPC channel only that you can get to me in there. And I say that because most other social media is kind of going away, and I'm kind of going away from social media. When this comes out, if X is still a thing, you gotta get on X, baby. That's the big ticket. That's the moneymaker. Pay your $8 a month over there as well. Make sure you're getting your $8 worth on X. What a terrible idea. Adeline, anything that you want to plug?
I just want to plug, you know, sometimes life is tough. Sometimes you have a hard week or a hard month, and you just want to be a pig in armor with a backpack. And I just want to plug surrounding yourself with people who will let you be that for 42 to 50 minutes before they kind of catch on, or at least say outright what you are. So,
hey, Adel, whenever you want. Whenever you want.
Buddy.
Chaining them up, Aaron, helps as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's
very good point.
A captive audience.
I think you'll find that those chains were chocolate. You chewed through your ankles and wrists for nothing.
Mine were not.
Well, we weren't gonna eat them straight across like savages.
Yes, thank you. Oh my God, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Adel. Aaron, you say I always eat candy bars like I'm from what was it?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Goodbye.
Created by Adel Refine. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Morris.
Hey there, Proms and Jobs. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another Chatterbox episode. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.